from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What's trending?
Well, number one on what's trending, the Royals continue their series against the Guardians tonight as the Royals try to stop this season-long six-game losing streak. The Royals 4.5 back in the division now. The Guardians, 6:40, first pitch. Brady Singer on the bump. Vern's on deck show right here on 96.5 The Fan at 5:30. If you're heading out to the K, send us a tweet or whatever. Let us know. We'll be out there this evening as well, taking in the Royals game, and hopefully we're going to talk more about this, but if you think they're still in the divisional race, to me, tonight is a must-win game.
Will you step foot out of the crown seat section area for the entire time you're at the K tonight?
Why would I need to?
Look, I don't blame you.
Why would I need to? First time in the Crown Club. I'm fired up, man. The gates open at what time for Crown Club?
4:30. A little 4:40. Yeah, a little early. I mean, half an hour earlier.
I get there right at 4:40, man.
Damn, you're rolling in at 4:40?
All you can eat food and drink, I'm told, right?
Yeah. I was going to say.
Why not?
And like a real buffet. And like,
how much do you think you're inhaling tonight?
I'm not
going to.
I mean, I have work tomorrow and I'm driving there, so drinks, not many.
I'm talking about food.
Food? Throughout the evening, a ton of food.
You're diving in?
A ton of food. I'm going to eat at 4:40, and then I'll eat again at 6:15 before first pitch. Then I'll get some snack. Yeah, we're gonna take advantage of the Crown Club.
Hope so.
Full advantage.
Yeah. Again, if this was a Saturday, I would Uber, and I would go after it a little bit harder on the alcohol.
It's like
we're just going to have like a beer or two.
I'm going to have a normal amount of cocktails this evening. Not a crazy.
Cody's not going beer. He's going hard liquor. Okay.
Just depends on the vibe.
We're going to hear you chanting through our TV set.
I was pretty noticeable the last time I said crap, but I was also row one dead center, so there was no avoiding me. Next up on What's Trending, it is obviously game week for the Chiefs. Andy Reid will speak to the media today at 1. Everyone practiced, but Hollywood Brown. Obviously, you can catch the game and pregame right here on 96.5 The Fan on Thursday. Over on the Rich Eisen Show, Travis Kelce was on there for a full segment today. He confirmed what was already the rumor. He says Taylor Swift has indeed drawn up some plays for him. So Taylor Swift's working on some plays for Travis Kelce. Drew's just shaking his head. Why do you hate fun? This is fun.
What's the problem?
Everyone
here
should like fun. Taylor Swift drawing up plays for Travis Kelce is like him writing a lyric for her. It's fun for everybody. Doesn't mean they have to use it. She's just trying to, you know, express her creativity.
Yeah.
Show interest in his love.
Preeminently shaking his head because he knows there's a chance in week two. That's when they use it, you know? They use it in week two. Look, why not? She's a very creative person. Patrick Mahomes acknowledged the play design. Doesn't hurt. Even if they don't actually use a design, just there's going to be a play named after her or a song, right?
Yeah, of course.
This season. That's a sure thing.
I don't have a
happening
problem with
there's an entire
it
package probably named after her. Or like named after one of her eras.
I don't have a problem with her doing it. It's just
I hope Mahomes at one point he's at the line of scrimmage, Drew, against Cincinnati. He's at the line of scrimmage against Cincinnati and he just says Swifty and it prompts motions and everything. I hope that's what happens, man.
It'd be interesting to see the result of that play.
Why wouldn't I mean
it's gonna be
she's a very creative
probably,
person,
you know,
and the league's never gonna see it coming, you know. This is a completely different
At this point we could assume that it would be coming and it is coming at this point because all we do is I'm not surprised.
What a hater.
No,
man, this is a rough
hating
start to the
this
week
is, you're yeah
hold on I am not hate I do not hate Taylor Swift.
President
I
of the Haters Club
I do not
this
hate
week.
Travis Kelce. I do not hate the Chiefs.
But
I'm just
you're
saying,
being a hater.
You're on something today, man.
There are Chiefs fans who are going to say,
do you have a tough weekend or something?
No, there will be Chiefs fans who are going to say, do we really need to know about this?
Need to know who's calling a play?
Do we really need to know that this is happening?
What? True. What's the argument for that? Is that the same argument as, like, I didn't need to know that it was called Hungry Pig Ride? Of course I did.
They're calling plays Corn Dog. Who cares if a play is called Swift doesn't matter.
There will be Chiefs fans who, in the text line, were irritated a little bit at them showing Taylor Swift, who will be irritated at this.
If it's a play that scores a touchdown, nobody's going to give a damn who came up with the play design in a negative way.
Well, yeah, but if it's a negative play, they're going to say, what the hell are we doing?
Okay. No, they're not.
Next up.
You got to let that die. The people were like, Taylor Swift's going to be a distraction for this team. I sure hope you buried those takes after the Chiefs hang another banner on Thursday. Sorry, go ahead.
Next up on What's Trending.
Sorry to get you guys so triggered. I'm sorry.
You're just in a
producer hater today on the show. Man, oh man. Trent Williams finalizing a new rework deal with the 49ers. Remember, he was kind of the last player out there that needed to, in his mind, get a deal figured out before the start of the season after the Niners took care of Brandon Ayuk last week. They also did place rookie wide receiver Ricky Pearsall on the non-football injury list. Really scary situation there in San Francisco. You guys probably saw the story by now, but he was shot in the chest in an attempted robbery.
Crazy.
Right in San Francisco. There's video of him walking to the ambulance. This dude got shot in the chest and he's walking like the gurney or whatever. So, of course, great news that he's fine, but he will start the season, understandably so, on the non-football injury list.
Absolutely wild. He was at the facility today. He was released from the hospital after one day. Well, if you got shot in the chest, how long before you're released from the hospital?
I'm happy to be alive at that point. I mean, he's very lucky and missed his vital organs and everything. I mean, could have been way, way worse.
But absolutely crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Glad he's okay.
That's what's trending here on Cody and Gold. Of course, this evening, as we mentioned during What's Trending, you can hear the Royals on 96.5 The Fan and Vern's On Deck show at 5:30. And with where things are at with the Royals right now, they had the biggest swing from ultimate high to ultimate low. I mean, it was just this time last week talking about being in first place. It was last Tuesday, wasn't it? The doubleheader, the Royals swept.
Mm-hmm.
So they were in first place this evening
a
week ago.
And they lost a close one the next day, and we were all still feeling fine. And then week later,
Vinny out for 6 to 8 weeks. Lorenzen possibly out for 3 weeks. Urseg maybe back soon, but he hasn't pitched since that incident against the Astros. Gurriel, who they traded from the Braves, left yesterday's game with a hamstring injury. I mean, it could not have gotten worse, not to mention they've lost the season longest losing streak, 6 games, and a season high, I should say, 6 games, and they have failed to score more than 2 runs in 4 straight games, which hasn't happened since June of last year when they only won 56 games. So the ultimate high to now kind of the ultimate low, and what I think, if we're talking divisionally at least, is now a must-win game this evening.
It has to. If they have any chance to win the division, they have to win tonight. And not just tonight, they have to win tomorrow. I don't think they can be fundamentally finishing up their games against Cleveland 3.5 out. And what? Just banking on you playing a lot better baseball without the middle of the order bat from the left-hand side you really need? No. No. I don't think that that's going to be the case. Win the next 2 games, and I will leave the door open for the division. Lose one of the next 2 games, and we are talking about how you hold on for the wild card. But what we talked about so much with this team that has never been more important than right now is no team in Major League Baseball, up until this last 6-game losing streak, has been better at stopping the bleeding than the Royals. That just ending the losing streak, getting back on the winning way, and stopping this thing before it gets way out of hand. The problem with losing tonight is the division would be dead, over dead. You'd be 5.5 games back. You'd give everyone a chance to be only 3.5 games back of you, 4 games back of you, if they win their game tonight. So yesterday you lost, and all the teams you needed to lose lost. Okay, cool. No harm, no foul. Twins lost, Red Sox lost. You're all back in the same. Tigers lost. All back where you were. But you can't keep doing that. You need to find a win against Cleveland tonight, because I know we weren't on the air, but that felt like a death blow over the weekend. I still think they're going to make the postseason, which we can talk about more later, but that at the time, Gold, could not have been a bigger gut punch, could it? It felt like a nail in a coffin watching Vinny come off the field, finding out the next day that Urseg's out for at least a little while now. Well, he should be back soon.
On one play, you lost two of your 6 best players.
Yeah.
Your most important bullpen arm and your third or second most important hitter, depending on how you rank him
in
Salvi.
So on one play in the most crucial part of the season. Yeah, that's devastating. That's why this losing streak, you never want to lose six in a row, but it could not come at a worse time. It's in the middle of the 20-game stretch. It's against now leading into a Guardian series that you've already dropped one. This is the type of scenario that you hope would never have happened, but if it was, it was going to happen in like May. Not in September now, and that's why it's so important, obviously, for them to get another good outing from Brady Singer tonight. And for, let's be honest, it's not on the pitching right now. It's not. This losing streak.
They got to find some runs.
It's the offense. The offense
gotta be massive,
has to contribute. We cannot be sitting here in the sixth inning tonight, guys, and they have two hits again. I'm not saying they got to jump out and score nine runs tonight. That'd be nice. But they have got to find a way to put some pressure on this pitching staff of Cleveland a little bit. Get runners Cleveland's in scoring position, and then actually, I know, Bybee or whatever.
Yeah, Bybee.
So that tonight is the biggest thing to watch. Like, I think Brady Singer will give them a good outing. They've, generally speaking, during this losing streak, gotten decent starting pitching. But can you get some run support? That has to happen.
Bybee has got a 10-6 record and a sub-3.5 ERA, but you've got to find a way. I don't care if it's one of those ugly ones, Gold, where you're down 3-2 in the eighth, and you hit some squibber that the third baseman can't defend and somehow get a run that way. Just scratch across a win, because I don't think that these losses are just because the offense have gotten cold for a little bit. I think they had the air taken out of them. I think that they had a gut punch, and they haven't been able to recover from the emotional letdown it must have been to see Vinny leave that game, find out he got a broken thumb, and realize that not just your second or third best hitter is now done for the rest of the regular season, with a bit of a long shot to join you in the postseason at all. If you can at least get to the ALCS, you got a chance. And one of your clubhouse leaders. It's not one or the other, it's both. They rely on Vinny for both of those things. So he probably wasn't the only person on Saturday feeling really down about where this was. The whole team felt that energy, and they let it follow them into Houston, where they got swept in a 4-game series and let the whole damn thing fall apart.
They needed to get the hell out of Houston. And you were hoping that wouldn't carry over into yesterday, and it did. And that's just why they're in the spot they are with the losing streak, but why tonight is so vital for them out of Kauffman, because they had a great crowd yesterday. 30,000, it's Labor Day, it seemed like an energetic crowd. The Royals jumped out to a 1-0 lead, but that was it. That's all they had offensively against the Guardians. So they've obviously got to get in a better spot. Some people on Twitter, as we talked about earlier, wanted you to do a new song. As we've acknowledged, we got to make a decision here. You're banned till the 21st.
That was
not just because like I got annoyed with the singing. There was a bet that was made that you lost, in fairness, and you agreed not to sing to the 21st. And I said, I'm open to offers because if I just let you sing and break the ban, well, then we've got a bad precedent set. So are you willing to negotiate and make this happen? That's the only way you're willing that you're going to be able to get a song in by this week or today or whenever.
Okay, so, I mean, today, I can't get it done by today. It's 12:15. I
thought you'd have a song ready. This team was in first place during the ban. I want to point that out.
I knew I was banned, so I was trying to respect the ban. The offer that's most tempting, I believe, is the chance to either pay
subject to change
$96.50, but I might get out of it. So remind me of the terms again. You're saying
I've updated them.
Oh no! What, the terms have changed?
So
already?
Damn! It was like 45 minutes ago.
By Friday, you can sing a song,
okay,
which would reset the bet that we had. The 21 ban restarts.
Oh, wow.
After.
So I can do a
restart,
song.
Restarts, not like as in.
It's still till the 21st.
Yeah.
You're not saying the new 30 days starts.
That's not in the cards unless something else we can't agree on.
Okay.
No, it restarts after that. $96.50 donation to the show fund.
Mm-hmm. Which needs it.
Mm-hmm. And you tell us what you got your wife for Mother's Day.
And I thought that was separate. You said you didn't want to combine things.
Those are the terms.
I'll be honest. I was wondering if we could do the combination of those two.
Why combination?
What's wrong with that? I think that's fair. The $96.50 is only if the Royals losing streak or whatever does continue.
So I pay that if it doesn't continue or does continue.
All right, what do you think is fair, Drew? If the losing streak does not continue, if the losing streak does not continue.
After my song, we're saying. Yeah. Or, okay.
If it stops, yes.
What's the time frame of the wins? Like, what's the time? Like, the next game, five games, seven? You know, like, we got to determine an amount.
It's just if the losing streak. Okay, let's just simplify this. If the losing streak continues, like, if you're going to sing on Friday.
In this hypothetical,
okay.
Yes.
If they were to lose the next game, then you lose the bet. If they win, then you win.
Friday night?
Yes. If you win, then you win the bet. It's as simple as that. I think that that's the
way
it
should be. You get to sing Friday no matter what, but the question will be whether or not $96.50. And
no matter what, I have to tell you what I got my wife for Mother's Day.
From 2 years ago. This is fair, I think. It's a fair trade-off because you're breaking the terms of a bet, which is a dangerous precedent.
Well, that's why it's coming at a heavy price.
Mm-hmm.
Sold.
Okay, that's a deal. So Friday, you will have a Royals song.
Yeah, I got to figure out which Royals song.
And hopefully,
I'll take suggestions, 913-586-7965.
And hopefully the Royals have already been winning a couple games going into it.
Then I can feel better about the possibility they'll win Friday night.
Okay, and Friday, you will tell us.
And on Friday, during the fan club, I will tell you what I got my wife for Mother's Day 2 years ago. You better call Nick. He's going to want to know.
And if the Royals, and then also the $96.50 of the show fund.
If the Royals lose.
On Friday night.
Yes.
Okay. I think that's a, I think this, I'm letting you off easy.
I don't think that's all easy. That's a steep price we're paying.
Well, that's what happens when we still had, 17 days on the bet.
Man, I made it halfway. All right. I'll take suggestions for which songs you think I should cover. 913-586-7965.
Okay. I like it. I think it's good.
All right.
Okay. What song should you cover, though? That's
I got to figure that out.
Another question.
I'm always open to suggestions.
Well, we already had the one more win thing from a couple years ago.
They actually won that day.
Argue that that is applying here, you know?
I mean, they had lost like 15 in a row, I feel like, when I sang that one. Or 12 in a row. I don't remember. It was a lot, man. Couldn't find it?
I think I found it. I'm not sure. This could be a different song. I'm not sure. Hits One More Time. Is that right?
No. I mean, maybe. Oh, here it is. I found it. This one? That's one more win.
You get a win today.
Yeah, that...
I don't want to be into slow jam. I want positive... That was a team that was going nowhere. That didn't have a chance to accomplish real things. I'm not looking for a Boys to Men R&B slow jam. The suggestions I would like on the text line, upbeat.
Uh-huh. I agree with that. Mm-hmm.
You know, energetic. That's what I would like. So I'll take your suggestions, 913-586-7965.
I'm hoping the Royals just get on a little two-game winning streak heading into Friday. That's what I'm hoping for. As in, they win tonight, and they win tomorrow, everybody's feeling a little better Friday anyway. The Chiefs win on Thursday. Get the vibes turned around in the city.
Okay, so.
The first song that I could think of that you could remix is the, whatever the commercial is, where they say, I'm lowering my A1C, whatever it is.
How
am I going to find the karaoke commercial?
I know, if you find the karaoke, that's a very upbeat, and whatever reason, that was the first song
someone
that
says, you can do Shania Twain.
This kiss.
This kiss. Go. This kiss.
But this win?
But this win.
Unstoppable.
This win.
This win. This win. It's actually not bad.
Someone said it's time for Eminem. I don't know. It is
this kiss? I mean, that's not bad.
Eyes without a face, wit without a base. That's that thing's a little.
I think it's got to be about the team.
Yeah, more team.
Achy breaky heart.
Someone said you could do Karma Chameleon.
To what? just that's a tough one.
Boom boom pow. We need to get boom, runs
from the Black
now.
Eyed Peas.
Yeah. We need to get runs now.
About the offense, I don't hate that. Boom boom pow's not bad.
Hit me baby one more time. Yeah, I mean, he's usually changes the lyrics, though, a little bit more. But that's one option.
Happy by Pharrell.
Someone wants to know if the listener's allowed to block the song on Friday. Oh, boy.
Oh, God, that goes into a whole... I think we have to discuss
that. Overcomplicating this.
I don't think so, because...
There's just so many things.
Yeah.
Because there's more on the line than just your song.
That's right.
Okay. I'll think about it. It's a lot of pressure.
So we'll... find out on Friday about the song. I'm glad we have our updated terms. That is good. I'm glad we were able to negotiate that. Did you guys spend an ounce of your time yesterday watching a Netflix special that I completely forgot about, which was the Kobayashi and Chestnut hot dog, eat off thing?
So I saw
I did not.
Promoted And then I never tuned in. But I don't watch the one on the 4th of July.
I watched the Nathan, but
so
I didn't watch
disgusting.
Yesterday.
Disgusting. The, like, you know, like, wet buns dunked into the water. It's just like, oh, God, I hate it.
30 to go. The rematch. The rematch. The rematch. The rematch. The rematch. The records as well. Chestnut. Kobayashi. Both with personal records. But the 16-time champion is going to walk away an apparent winner. There's 10 seconds to go as the fans count it down.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Chicago!
That was on Netflix. Joey Chestnut broke his own world record. 83
That's
hot dogs.
So many hot dogs.
I swear, I don't. There's no way I've ate 83 hot dogs in my life.
That's in your whole life?
I don't think so, guys.
That's 8 minutes.
Only time I eat.
I've had 83 hot dogs in my life.
The only time. I don't think so. The only time I ever eat hot dogs is if I'm at a baseball game.
Not even in a barbecue? Like someone's got the grill out?
Usually I pick hamburger.
Mm. You've never chosen hot dog, though?
Never is a strong way to put it. I honestly, the number might be around like 70 or 80. There's no way I've had like 150 hot dogs in my life.
You have to remember, I covered the Royals for 81 home games once. In which hot dogs are one of the available foods. So
you're saying you might have gone through 83 in a season.
Like this year,
Impossible.
I probably.
I mean, I don't think I ate one a game, but like it's on the table.
I've ate more hot dogs in the last like 10 or 15 years, I feel, because of, going to Royals games more and stuff like that.
I used to cut them up my macaroni as a kid. I'm guessing I've had 83, but not in a setting, and certainly probably not in a 2-year time.
Well, not in a setting. It's a world record, which is sad. I mean, I'm glad we got that clarified that Cody
does not
have the world record.
I just meant like I could be sitting there for 15 hours. I don't think I could eat 83 hot dogs.
I mean, this year, I don't know. Have I had like 12 hot dogs, 10 hot dogs? That might be above average, too. The last Royals game we went to, I had 2. Tonight, there's better food than the hot dogs we're eating, so I'm probably not going dog tonight.
Oh, no, you got...
Dude, are they even going to have hot dogs available?
They got the normal stuff, but they also have like...
Okay.
They got like a prime rib carving station down
there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're not trying to...
Now, maybe in the 6th inning, I want a dog. Yeah, I don't know, you know?
You're down at the K, they got the little menu in front of you. You might feel like
I've heard there's a great dessert bar. I've heard there's an impressive dessert selection.
Yeah, it's... We're going to live like kings a little bit tonight.
Okay.
No, it's going to feel good.
Joey Chestnut, is he done? I saw Kobayashi officially retired.
Again?
He's done.
I don't think Joey Chestnut will be done.
He's making a lot of money.
Some of the other song suggestions coming in are You're the Best, the Karate Kid song, you know. You're the best around. You know what song I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Song by Fireball by Pitbull, apparently. Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield.
I don't want you to ruin one of the songs that we hear a lot anyway. You know, that's the issue. There's some songs that are ruined forever.
Some songs should be protected.
Some songs are ruined forever once we do this.
That's a good point. Yeah. I mean, I'll be honest. Like, I was at a restaurant on Saturday night and my girl started playing and I'm like, I just can't hear this song the same anymore.
Yeah, and I let you off the hook on the Mike Hell song. I want to point out that song.
Yeah, what about it?
He's not in the lineup every day anymore.
I told you.
He's not in the lineup every day anymore.
My standards are 2 weeks before and 2 weeks after. My songs can't work for six months.
Well,
2 weeks before and 2 weeks after has been my standard number. And at that time, Mikel Garcia was hitting fine.
Mm-hmm.
He was hitting very well.
Not leading off for this team anymore.
No, he's not leading off.
Post-singing a song.
Well, I mean, that was to your same argument as the Royals were in first place a week ago. That was a long time ago.
But that's what I'm saying. We got to acknowledge both.
I sang this song a long time ago. I told you, 2 weeks. That's the time frame of my songs working.
Yeah.
Someone says it might be time for Eminem, maybe Backstreet Boys. They're looking for something like more specific. Which Eminem song? Man.
Oh, we're talking upbeat?
I mean, they're all upbeat. He's a fast rapper.
We'll let you think of those a little bit more during the break. Up next, though, we'll get to the random question of the day. And we talked about the AFC. How do we see the divisions playing out ahead of this season? What about on the NFC side? We'll do that next here on Cody and Gold. Back here.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're on Cody and Gold.
I will be covering this.
Yeah, please don't.
Someone mentioned some Twisted Sister. There's some choices out there. I like that our audience has a very diverse
Drew's playing this for a reason. That's disgusting.
No, I am not.
I mean,
we're really talking about the AFC. We're talking about the NFC now.
This song is in a rotator. Mm-hmm. I have no control of what plays.
We gotta freshen up the music. We gotta freshen up the music, I think.
Really?
Yeah, like there's certain songs that are not good. Like that was fine. Bumping back to a sports radio show. Like, some of them that have a long buildup, it just doesn't work. I gotta sit here for 15 seconds waiting for the song to get going.
Waiting for the piano part of Bohemian Rhapsody to end.
There's some. You know, like Hell's Bells, it takes too long, okay? Like, we're not doing the intro of the show. It takes too long.
A lot of bells. Too many bells, you know?
Too many bells. Like, that's the start of the show thing, not coming back from break. Anyway, we'll get to the random question of the day in about 10 minutes or so. We're also expected to hear from a couple Chiefs players, maybe even Andy Reid as well, in the 1 o'clock hour today, right here on your home for the Chiefs, 96.5 The Fan. But you're right, Cody. We did talk about the AFC. It's that time where you start to figure out how the divisions are going to play out, how the wild card could play out. Let's go to the NFC just briefly here. We'll spend probably as much time on the NFC, given the fact it doesn't have a direct impact on the Chiefs. But the NFC West, do you view it the same as the AFC West? I think it'll be much more competitive because I'm high on the Rams. I think Seattle will be better than we think. The Niners are still going to win that division. I don't think they're going to win it by three games or something. The Niners win that division. But if you were to ask me, like, hey, who could be a problem for them? I think the Rams are going to be very good this year.
This is a little bit like probably the Bills this year. They're probably not closer to that. But eventually the tab's going to come due for the 49ers. But it's not this year. They're going to have to pay the bills on all these players that they've been overpaying for a while. Age will get the better of them. Some will have to let walk because of free agency. But after getting the Ayuk deal done, Debo's still in this team. Christian McCaffrey's still in this team. I still think Kyle Shanahan is one of the five best coaches in the league. It is hard for me to pick against the 49ers in this division unless there's some unforeseen injury. If there was a team to compete against them, I think it's the Rams, but I still think the 49ers win it, yes. It's just hard to imagine that they're not still one of the five most talented teams in the league, right? In what world is it the other way across there? And I just don't think that that's possible. The NFC South is the one that I'm like,
really?
Okay, so I think everyone is just like, it's the Falcons.
Yeah, yeah.
Easy enough because of Kirk Cousins and some of the offensive weapons. But I fear sometimes what we've run into with players like Allen Robinson or Cortland Sutton, where I'm trying to learn as I get a little bit older, and that maybe Kyle Pitts and Bijan Robinson aren't other world talents. They're just normal talents. And Kirk Cousins can only raise the tide so much of players who are pretty good, but not the superstars everyone's thought they've been for the better part of, you know, for years. And so in some of it is just like, under normal circumstances, how would I feel about a team winning division with a new head coach, a new quarterback, a new offensive system, a defense that's okay? Like, I wouldn't normally put that in the division winner category.
And there's always outlier. The Texans did that very thing last year.
They did. And so I'm not ruling it out. I will choose the Falcons to win this division, but okay. I think the Bucks might only finish a game back.
Well, I mean, that's definitely plausible. I feel really good about the Falcons. And this was a division that last year I thought the Saints were going to win. They lost on a tiebreaker, right? And the Bucks came out of nowhere and surprised everybody. So maybe that same thing happens and we're discounting the Bucks. I question them with a brand new offensive coordinator. Their old OC is now the head coach in Carolina. Give credit to Baker. He earned the new contract, but I'm still not sold that like Baker's just going to put up the exact same numbers and they're going to be as good. It also was a 9-win team. It's not like the Bucks won the division with 11 wins last year. They were a 9-win team. They were again won a tiebreaker to win the division. I think this is the Falcons division. You know, I agree with you on the Kyle Pitts point. I've been saying he's been overrated for a while, but I also believe Kirk Cousins will make things easier for Kyle Pitts and get the most out of him. Also, Bijan Robinson, maybe they have an offensive coordinator that's willing to utilize him the way a top five pick should be utilized. I don't think their number two receiver is all that bad. Their number two is Darnell Mooney.
Yeah.
And their number one is Drake London. Like, I think for them, it'll be whether their defense improves enough. And hopefully Raheem Morris does that for them. The Falcons, to me, I feel like one of my, out of all the divisions we've gone through, AFC, other than the Chiefs, like Falcons are fairly high up there that I'm pretty confident on the Falcons winning the NFC South. I just don't believe, so one, Carolina, not a factor. Tampa, I gave you the reasoning. And then the Saints, last year, trust me, I was on them. I thought last year was the year. Derek Carr is going to be even worse this year, perhaps.
A lot of it for me is, on the sports end, I tend to wait till year two when it's a crude team all put together. Like everyone's just like, all right, we took all these pieces we think are good. We shoved them all together into one thing that should be good. And like, that's why I'm going to end up choosing the Falcons, because can Baker do it a second straight time? But it's still just a question for me. Over to the NFC East, Eagles, Giants, Commanders, Cowboys. We can eliminate the Giants immediately. And then I don't think the Eagles are going to, like, after all this, I'm going to choose the Cowboys. And I don't think the Eagles are any good.
I hate that we have the same answers here.
I know. This is the second time in a row. We seem to have similar feelings. I told you a month ago, I was one of two ways in the Eagles. They're either going to be 13-4 and they're going to win the entire NFC and have the best record, or they're going to stink. And the more I get the feeling between Sirianni and Hurts, I think stink. And so I just don't think they're going to win the division. I think Dak Prescott has been playing like a top five quarterback, is playing for a contract, which matters a ton, and they'll win the division. I think the Commanders, it's way too early to predict them to win a division.
If we were just doing order of finish in that division, I think there's a chance it's the Commanders that surprise people and maybe finish second out of nowhere. That would just be more of a flyer. Ultimately, the Cowboys, to me, win that division. Their issues don't impact the regular season. CeeDee Lamb contract stuff, which has been resolved, was not going to impact the season.
No.
Dak Prescott, you said it, he's in a contract year. Michael Parsons, in a contract year. Their relationships with the coaching staff appear to be fine. It's Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts, reportedly, that have a problem.
And have had a problem for years.
So I do think the Cowboys, we can talk about postseason success and the issues and make all the jokes we want there, but the Cowboys, to me, will win the NFC East. So that leaves us with the NFC North, which is a very competitive division.
Let's get a different answer, at least.
Well, hopefully, we haven't talked about this before.
No, we come in blind because we don't want to, like, I don't want to seem disingenuous and we, like, choose different ones just to choose them.
I'm sticking with the Detroit Lions to win the division over the Packers and Bears, who are being discussed to win that division. Nobody really thinks the Vikings will do that with Sam Darnold. And the reason for it is they didn't lose Ben Johnson. If you told me their offensive coordinator was different, I would have had some doubts. But say what you will about Jared Goff, he's been performing at a really, really high level with this offense that still has Amon-Ra St. Brown. Jahmyr Gibbs is still there with David Montgomery. Like, I just feel good about that overall offensive group. And we kind of know where they're at. They handled the pressure last year of the hype. They came in Arrowhead, we know, and won. They ended up in an NFC title game. They should have won that game. I don't think we see the huge hangover where they fall off. I think the Lions are the best team, clearly, in that division. The Packers, I'm not sold yet. Jordan Love was really, really good. That's Drew's guy. Jordan Love, that Sunday night game against the Chiefs kind of really got the narrative going for him. He got the big contract. I think he's good, but we've still not seen a full season to where I'm ready to just go say, like, all right, he's just solidified now as a top 10 quarterback in the league. I'm not there yet. And then the Bears, Caleb Williams is a rookie. CJ Stroud had a career year, or a rookie record, I should say.
And they won their division.
Bad
division.
In a bad division that had a lot of issues with quarterbacks. This division doesn't have that. I don't think the Bears are ready in year one. Caleb Williams, to me, ultimately will not make the playoffs in his first year.
I went back and forth on this one a little bit. I just would never really particularly choose a coach I don't trust, which is what Chicago has, even if I like the rest of it in a rookie quarterback year. I ended up, so we had one different in the AFC. I had a different AFC East winner. And we have one different in the NFC. Congrats, Gold. We got two different, at least on that side. I'll take the Packers. Not because I'm like fully gung-ho all aboard the Jordan Love train, but I think, you know, Goff is established and we know what he is. But we also know that Goff typically lands somewhere in that 7-10 range at quarterback, which I think certainly Jordan Love could land in this year or better than in there. What it is about the Packers, and I think the reason why I chose them, is I kind of like their schedule. The Packers get the same, you know, same conference, same division, but they've got the Cardinals this year. They've got, you know, Jags team I don't really believe in. They've got, you know, Seattle, who I don't think is good. The Saints late, the Vikings late, the Bears at home late. I think some of the way their schedule lines up favors them late. And I think they end up finding a way to win the division. Obviously, like all of us, I think this division is incredibly close. And I think there's still a big like year two jump maybe coming for those Packer wide receivers. All of them finished between like 600 and 800 yards last year. Sure feels like they could all just take that slight uptick and they might end up having one of the better young wide receiver units in the NFL in a second full year under Jordan Love. So it's close, but I'd take the Packers.
So who are the wild card teams for you? I've got the Rams. I'm very high on them. I still don't think they win the division, but I think they could do some things in the playoffs. I have the Packers still making the playoffs. This last one, I went back and forth. I'm still going to put in the Eagles, but I told you if we were doing order of finish, I think there's a chance the Commanders finish second in the NFC East this year with a rookie quarterback.
Sure.
And I want to put the Commanders as the final wild card spot as one of the biggest surprises in the NFL this year. If that happens, Dan Quinn might be coach of the year. Probably would be in the NFL. I'll stick with the Eagles for the official.
Lions, pick. Rams, Bears. I'm not a non-believer of the Bears so much I don't think they can make the postseason. I just don't think they can win the division, which means I think three NFC North teams are going to the playoffs. I think they get to take their turns beating up on Minnesota a little bit. Kevin O'Connell's a really good coach. I just think they'll lose a lot of close games when it's, you know, not even J.J. McCarthy. It's a former flunked out quarterback, and maybe he has his Baker Mayfield year. I don't know. But I just have a hard time buying that in that division, that team's going to compete. So I'd have those three teams in.
I am for the wild card. I've got a little bit of a team out of left field for you, but the division winners, I think the Cowboys win the East, Lions North, Falcons and Niners. Okay. I think the Rams make it. I think the Packers make it in the wild card. How about the Cardinals potentially making it in as
I mentioned 17th. Like a month ago as a sneaky team.
I do have the Commanders, by the way, finishing second.
Defense stinks. Commanders finish.
Okay, so you're kind of on the
I think the Eagles' problems, like if that does blow up, the likelihood of the Commanders actually finishing second actually isn't too far-fetched.
Yeah, I don't hate it. I got to look at the odds to see if it's worth betting the Commanders to make the playoffs. For the official pick, I'll go Eagles. But yeah, it's something I thought of. The Cardinals are interesting. We did, Cody, talk about this because Kyler Murray, I think we're all in agreement. People have kind of forgotten about him. He's been hurt, the Call of Duty stuff and all that. I actually think he's going to have a really nice year. I just don't think they have enough in a really tough division to ultimately get to, what, 10 wins for a wild
Niners,
card spot.
Niners, Rams.
Is that what it's going to
be? Seattle, too.
Defense,
like,
Seattle.
Like, I would still bet on Seattle more likely to make the playoffs than the Cardinals. I think in year one, Mike McDonald could actually have a really good season for Seattle.
The Cardinals right now to make the playoffs, on at least on FanDuel, yes, is plus 310.
Okay, what about the Commanders?
Commanders to make the playoffs is same odds.
See, I'd rather bet the Commanders between the two.
I think I'd rather bet the Cardinals. Commanders.
I think it's tough.
The division's my problem.
I know,
with,
but like, it's not like the East is, the NFC East is easy.
No, but I got, the NFC West is better than the East, though. The worst team in the NFC East is the Giants. The worst team in the NFC West is maybe Seattle or Arizona themselves. Like, yeah. I don't know. It's interesting. I mean, look, we were very chalky with our picks, which scares me because usually it's the NFL, and we do talk about parity in the playoffs, maybe not existing, but in the regular season it does. And so there will be a surprise team, whether it's one that we mentioned or not, that ends up taking a spot from one of these.
I think Cody, to your point about the Falcons, they are the one team that we look at it, it's like, they look really good on paper, but what if they don't get off to a good start? They have Pittsburgh to start off with. I know that that's a game they should win. Then if you look at the remainder of
the rest of the division stinks. Nope. Like, even if you think the Falcons aren't good, nobody's winning 11 or 12. Here, you at least agree with me on this.
10 and 7.
Like, even if you are like, hey, it's not going to be easy. Maybe that's true. And the Falcons barely win it. But be honest, is there any other team in that division you can see winning 12 games? I'm not saying the Falcons are winning 12 or 11. I think 11's in play. Is there any other team you could actually believe deep down that they could win 11? The only team that could win 11 is the Falcons in that division.
Yeah, agreed.
The only team that I think could potentially win it is the Buccaneers, but they don't win with 11. They win with 9 or 10 again.
If you think it's a 9-win team winning division, well, then everybody's got a shot, I guess, and we'll just see what happens.
That's how I felt about it last year.
I trust Kirk Cousins. I know people, again, for whatever reason, make their jokes or whatever. Yeah. He is by far the best quarterback in that division. It's not close.
People would kill to have
not close.
People would kill to have their schedule down the stretch,
and if they somehow beat, they're not going to beat the Chiefs, I don't think, but if they did that, that swings an extra win in their direction in week three when they host the Chiefs on Monday Night Football. That's going to be a crazy atmosphere.
From November onward, they have the Cowboys, then they have the Saints, the Broncos, the Chargers, the Vikings, the Raiders, the Giants, the Commanders, the Panthers.
That's the Falcons schedule?
Yes.
Oh man.
From the month of November onward.
It's the easiest schedule
in the league. It has to be.
It's a pretty good schedule. Let's get to the random question. Couldn't remember if we had a sounder for that or not. Last time we didn't have it. For you, Gold. For you, Drew, over on the text line, 913-586-7965. Or you can hit us up on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook over at the Fan 965, where we live stream the show over there as well, so you can see our faces. That's why people were commenting that we're dressed for fall. You know, September hit Gold, and it was like 60 degrees in the morning. What a nice, like, you can let the dog out with a hoodie on if you want. Kind of make your decision about it. The random question I have for you today is related to tonight. Gold and I told you, if you're going to be at the K, let us know. We had the bet with Vinny Pasquantino last year on the Jets game. He owes Crown Club seats as a result of that. And a couple of weeks ago, about a month ago, he sent him over for the game tonight. So the question I have for you is, what is the free thing you have gotten that you got the most use out of in your life?
Wow.
913-586-7965. I'll give you my answer while you think about it. There is a dresser in my daughter's closet that was given to me by my cousin's neighbor when I was picking up some free stuff from him the first time my wife and I moved into a place together. My cousin's got a little money, had some free stuff laying around. We're like, okay. His neighbor then was like, well, do you need a dresser while you're grabbing this stuff? We're like, I mean, I guess. We got that the first year my wife and I moved into a place. We have been living with each other for 15 years. And that chest has been in four different rooms, belonged to different people, currently sits in my daughter's closet as like a way to keep clothes in there. I can't, for free? I can't imagine there's something in my life that I've gotten more use out of than 15 years worth of this dresser. Never painted it, never changed the hardware. It's just sat in a closet to hold stuff this entire time.
That's a good answer.
Everything's free to drink and eat tonight, as you know.
Yes. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I'm trying to think. It's not furniture. Why? I've moved enough that I've gotten rid of stuff. Like, it's definitely not furniture for me. I don't know if this counts, but right now, like, it's something I use every single day. So that's going to put in.
Okay.
I don't know if you count this. So when I was in Houston, I've told the story. I don't need to rehash it. I got robbed at gunpoint. My laptop was stolen. I had someone that was with the company at the time. They bought me a brand new laptop. Just so happens to be the same laptop I'm still using.
How long have you had it now?
Since 2018, the MacBook Air.
Okay.
It was brand new at the time. So that might be my answer. It was free. I mean, I had just gotten it. Free to me, at least.
You had to get robbed to get it.
There was a price.
Came at a different price.
But, I mean, in terms of what did I get the most use of, I mean, I use this thing every single day.
Somebody says probably baby clothes over on Twitch. Said family just had totes of those. Just pass them all around back and forth. I've definitely gotten some free kids toys that had like a good run. I didn't tell my kids because they don't want me like donating their stuff. You know how it is.
Oh, yeah, we cleaned out a couple boxes of stuff. Huh?
My daughter for like a birthday, my brother gave her all these old like Batman toys, little mini Batman toys, little houses and vehicles. It belonged to his kid who is now 22 and in college when his kid was like two. So these things have made it 20 years in the Taft family. And I just took them to the thrift store this weekend. I was like, it's over. They got, and we only got 8 years worth of use out of him, and it felt like a lot. He got another 12 before that. So, I mean, that's probably up there too. Kid stuff always plays.
Yeah.
Because once your kid decides they like it, you know, it can have a hell of a run.
There's one article of clothing I still wear. It's not this, actually. It's my jacket from cross country in high school. Still fits me.
You still fit into your cross country jacket from high school?
I still weigh 145 pounds.
Okay. All right.
I'm still fit into it. I got a long sleeve shirt at a basketball camp when I was in middle school. So this is probably 12 years ago.
Still rocking a middle school shirt?
And I cut it into a tank top that I wear around the house all the time. Still, I wore it this weekend. It is still there.
Jesus,
so much
nuts.
So there's like a little, they're starting to.
Let it go, man.
Dude, if it's ripping or it's stained, get rid of it.
It's starting to die where the threading is coming apart
a
little bit on the
neckline. It's time to get rid of that thing.
Jake over on Twitch says, my golf clubs got built for me when I was 12. I still use them now that I'm 33. Did you have to get different like shafts or something?
Yeah.
How are you still using the same golf clubs for 20 years? Has a golf club technology changed a lot in 20 years?
Yeah,
shouldn't Jake be getting some new clubs?
Yeah.
Someone says, my mom got us a toilet when we bought our house. I guess that's gotten plenty of use.
There you go. That is true. Someone else said...
You know, his free stuff's always the best. Someone says their car was free. They've been driving it since 2017. Someone says, my son bought me a Google Home speaker in 2017. I went blind. I got that speaker every day.
Wow.
That's how I listen to you guys.
Wow. Nice.
I like the ones that have really lasted a long time. Someone said they graduated high school in 1991. Their dorm fridge at Project Grad is now their garage as a beer fridge. 33 years as their dorm room fridge, now garage fridge. That's How much energy is that thing cost to run? Damn. That thing must just...
That thing's going to last forever, though. Literally, I mean, that... there
built
is
to you, last for a lifetime.
As you know, like, dryers, refrigerators, washers from, like, the 80s, those things will last you forever. The ones now, you don't get many years out of those. Someone else did say that the random question of the day has transformed, though, to just finding out what else Drew needs to get rid of.
There's a lot of stuff that I hold on to stuff. I hold
what
on
else,
to stuff
What else?
I
mean, be honest.
Long.
What, like, something else that... If
I mean, it's mainly clothes,
I guess. If you've been remotely thinking about getting rid of it, you probably need to get rid of it.
So my wife
it's
and
clothes,
I,
shoes,
yeah,
those sort of stuff.
We were just clearing out like the utility room, right? It'd been a while, probably since we moved in. We hadn't like done the good culling through, and we have different approaches to it. So we have to like come up with some standards. And be like, well, I'd like some of these things for this purpose, and I've liked to employ a 5-year rule. Like you say you want it, you say you got a plan for it, but if in 5 years this thing is still sitting here, you gotta let me do it. Because my problem is, I don't even go through, like we went and donated a bunch of stuff. But, like, some of it, I'd be like, what is this thing? Just put it in the trash. Like, I just throw it away.
Yeah, for
just
sure.
Just throw it in the garbage. I'm not that sentimental to these things. So I am willing to just, like, throw them in a garbage can, never to be seen again. And I think she wants to, like, think about if there's any, like, sentimental reason to keep it. I'm like, man, we got to just get rid of this stuff. I'm not that sentimental. That's just sitting in a tub down here in the basement. Felt good, though. Garage looking.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, I mean, I had some older T-shirts or whatever that were just didn't fit anymore. I hadn't worn in years, and so I just got a trash bag and threw them over to Goodwill or whatever.
Yeah, that's
so.
What I usually do. Someone says my 80-year-old mom still wears a sweatshirt I bought her for her 50th birthday.
Somebody said they have a pair of that's hiking cool. boots at 16. They're 63, and they still have them. That's almost 50 years.
Did you go to a cobbler?
When's the last time you went hiking? Well, no. So they got a pair of hiking boots at 16. They still have them in their 60. I say, have you ever? When's the last time you hiked? That's what I want to know.
Get looked at by a cobbler every time.
This person and I believe are in the same boat. They said from the 816, I'm 39 today and I still wear my college baseball T-shirt from 21 years ago.
Huh.
Yeah, my wife has told me.
But that's their college
times.
Baseball shirt that they probably played college ball.
Sure,
that's a little
sure.
more sentimental than random than junior
school.
High track and, you know, cross country.
Oh, you know, this is
what,
sentimental.
Yeah, I noticed that. Like, I can
jacket.
What's the back of it say?
It's a logo that says Lawrence Central. That's where I went to high school. XC. It's just it's not our school
still
logo.
You're still wearing it.
Yeah, man. I still got that.
This is why Drew's getting carded. We're in high school jackets out. No wonder they think he needs
it. We were at our fantasy football draft, and Drew was the only person in the group that got carded, which, hey, again, as you said, at some point will be a very good thing. You know,
I think it's fine now.
Yeah. Keep wearing the high school gear, Cody's saying, then they'll really card you.
I guess so, yeah. I'll have to make sure that it sticks around for a little bit.
Impressive, man.
It's always closed, though. I think in terms of, like, things that you wear out, I mean, as well as a dresser. I mean, in your case, that also makes sense, Cody.
So that's the random question of the day here on Cody and Gold, 96.5 The Fan. Up next, we get to the 1 o'clock hour. We'll talk a bit more about where everybody's pulse is at when it comes to the Royals making the playoffs versus the division. And we're expected to hear from a couple Chiefs players plus Andy Reid ahead of Thursday's season opener.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.